whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how much they weighed?
Yeah, they did.
About a year old?
Yeah, something. They were fast.
About over 100 pounds, couple hundred pounds?
Yeah, something like that.
More than a couple?
Sometimes 200.
200 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, you'd certainly have to have somebody help you to pick them up
and
boil them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody helped get them out.
Yeah. So did you hang them up and bleed them first?
Hang them up. And then wash it down.
And bleed them.
Yeah.
When the blood was out, is that when you put them in the pot?
Yeah. Then you put water on it.
And that was so that you could get the skin off, right?
Yeah. You take out the hair.
The hair, yeah.
And then the skin come clean.
Okay. And then you cut it into hams.
Cut it up in four.
Quarters. Yeah.
Four quarters. Yeah.
All right. And then what'd you do with it?
Well, you keep it come. The color they want, and you cut it to the color and raise. Do what they want, they tell you, and you cut off and raise.
So you sold this meat?
Yes.
You sold the meat. You didn't have any way of storing it, did you?
No.
You didn't have any refrigeration?
No.
If
any left, you corn it.
You really had to. How do you corn it?
Yeah, you put salt on it and you corn it.
Just salt?
Yeah, and put it in the sun, kind of a zinc.
About you. How long can you keep it that way, corn?
Well, it's keep long.
Yeah.
Especially when you take it out and put it in the sun.
To
dry.
Keep
long go still.
Yeah. So maybe for how long would you say? I mean, for maybe a month or two.
A month, yeah.
A month or so.
Yeah. If you can't good, it costs a length of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it will spoil.
And so when anybody in the neighborhood slaughtered a hog, then everybody would come around and buy parts of it?
Yeah, boy.
And that's it?
Different people come and call.
Buy different
and
parts.
Boy, and
did you sell parts smaller than the quarters? Did you just sell them by the quarter?
You have cut it up.
Cut it up?
Cut it up.
You sell them a ham, maybe?
Yeah. Can't nobody want to cut off on ribs.
Person just wants a ham, that would be okay. Yeah. Or ribs?
Yeah. To tell you what they want.
Yeah.
And you cut it off and wait it.
What'd you do with the liver and lights and the strands?
So they clean it, empty it out and put the stuff in it, and then they turn it over. And they take the liver and the light and put it in hot water, scald it.
I see. Yeah. I see. And then you cook that? I mean,
you cook it. If you want to cut it up, you cut it up. You got to cut it up in fact. You must cut it up.
Did you ever make sauce?
Yeah, with the belly.
Okay, tell me about that.
You put it in, cut it up, and put it to boil. And then you want to throw it in the pot, water, apples, and you cook it.
Put potatoes and things like that in
there? Yeah, put it in.
And some spices?
And you put it to boil.
And so how long does that cook?
Well, it depends on how much fire you use.
But generally speaking, you'd say it you don't cook it for a really long time.
No.
The sauce.
You don't cook so long.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you have young. If you only cook quick, come soft.
Did you ever slaughter anything else besides hogs?
Cattle. Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. Do that the same way?
You got to skin it.
Yeah.
You have it.
How do you kill it?
Hang it up, cut it short.
Cut the throat.
Yeah, and then you hang it up. And then you skin it. Take out the skin. When you run, you take off the belly. And look like it's a grung.
Yeah,
you put it to hang up.
Yeah.
And then you brush it down, take out the belly out of it. And then you take out the liver and the heart.
Yeah.
And the light by yourself.
Yeah.
And then you quarter it up the same way.
Do you have a kind of gut or a thing for the blood to drain?
If you want it.
Uh-huh.
If you want the blood, you catch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what might you do with the blood?
You make black pudding.
Black pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stuff the strand of the belly with the rice and the blood.
Uh-huh.
And you tie it and then you boil it.